Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing today? You are listening to the Rehab Sports Guys. And welcome back to Rehab Sports Guys. This is Ian, and this is my college basketball March Madness tournament show where I'm getting into the Sweet 16 matchups. We just got done with the West, so we're moving on to the South region where the number one seed is Virginia. And they had a huge game against... I don't even remember who they played. Hold on, let me pull it up. I just went brain dead. Virginia beat Oklahoma. There we go. Because Trey Young had to wear a Virginia jersey because his Oklahoma Sooners lost to Virginia. So back to it. Virginia is a very good defensive team. They only give up like 55 a game. They only gave up 51 to Oklahoma. The game was never really close. Virginia led by 13 to 15 points most of the second half. So Virginia is in the Sweet 16. We were kind of nervous against Gardner Webb. They kind of got me nervous with my bracket, but they need to have a big game on the block because the team they will be facing has a 20-point score in Bol Bol. And he shoots it at 56%, averages 21 a game, averages 9.6 rebounds. So he's basically averaging 20 and 10 every time out. So Virginia is going to have their hands full. But DeAndre Hunter can completely light it up. He's averaging 15 points a game and 5 rebounds, but shooting at 52%. As a guard, that is insane, shooting at 52%. In his last game, or this season, let me tell you this season. In 31 minutes per game, he's shooting at 53%, and at a 45% clip from 3. That is insane to me. So I really... I'm looking forward to that. And so I talked about Oregon a little bit. They're the 12 seed. They played UC Irvine, the 13 seed. Only matchup that didn't involve 4 and 5 seeds, really, in the 4-5 matchup, where it was 12 versus 13. They trailed in the second half at one point, but went on to outscore UC Irvine by 20 points. They were 13 for 25 from 3, had 7 steals. So I think their recipe is inside out. Start with Bol Bol, get him the basketball early in that game, and pass it out, and hopefully spread Virginia's great defense out to the 3-point line and give him some room to operate down there. But unless Oregon can get super hot again from 3, I like Virginia going to the Elite Eight. But I would not be shocked if Oregon pulls the upset and keeps the quote or the proverbial Cinderella run going, even though they're really not a Cinderella, but they are a 12 seed. Going on into the other Sweet 16 matchup in the South region, number 3 Purdue is coming off the complete demolition of the former champion Villanova Wildcats. Purdue shot 16 for 30 from 3. They were up 19 at halftime. They got 42 points from Edwards. Edwards shot 9 for 16 from 3. Edwards balled. I really want to see what he can do against Grant Williams and Schofield in this basketball game. It's a very evenly matched game. ESPN has it as a 50-50 game as far as their metrics. Purdue can score at 76 points per game. They only give up 55 points per game. They're definitely a team. They give up 15. They pass the ball really well as a team. 15 assists per game. That's pretty high. Carson Edwards is averaging 24 points a game. And so I like Purdue. They kind of had a bad year, but I think they're going to be ready for this matchup with Tennessee. And going over the Tennessee side of it, they were up 21 at halftime and completely fell apart. Maybe had the worst meltdown in NCAA history. But thank you to Grant Williams, the two-time SEC Player of the Year, averaging 19 points per game. Had 19 points in this game. Six of them came in over. They were huge points at overtime. He also leads Tennessee in rebounds this season at 7.5. So he's averaging 19 and 8. That's pretty solid numbers. Is why he was top player in the SEC. This will be a good game. Tennessee's going to have to lock Edwards down, not let him get good looks from three. I like Tennessee in this game going to the Elite Eight to face Virginia. Now, that matchup is very intriguing. Tennessee scores a lot of points. They get up and down. Virginia's going to try and slow them down, but I don't know if Virginia has anybody that can body Schofield on the block and keep Grant Williams from getting his. So I have Tennessee going to the Final Four to face the winner of the South region. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will come back and finish with the South region. You're listening to the Rehab Sports Guys Podcast.